5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to day 16, right? 16, yes, of National Podcast Post Month here on the Odd Data Podcast. I, of course, am your lovely host, Adam Higgins, the Odd Dad Out. And as our esteemed weatherman out here in Phoenix would say, it's Friday. Yeah, if you don't listen to talk radio in Phoenix, then you won't get that reference. But either way, for the course and the reasoning of Follow Friday, it's time this week for this week's recommended listening.
Recommended listening.
Alex, what are you doing, pal?
Oh, hey, Dimitri. I was just going to put all these signs that I made to promote our new satirical sitcom podcast, 2000 DC.
Dude, it's an audio-based format.
Yeah, so I was going to put these all over the place so people could read them so they can... Oh, I see what you mean now.
Yeah, there's no way people are going to know that we're on Podbean and various other platforms if they can't read the signs.
So wait, hold on. Do they just have to wait till we release?
Pretty much, yeah.
Ah, well, the heart was in the right place, I guess. So what now? I guess I'm throwing away signs.
You're throwing away signs.
2000 DC. And I've mentioned the show before, slightly, but I wanted to give it kind of its full... I felt like it deserved to have a full feature, even if it's getting thrown into one of these... you know, one-off kind of pre-segmented episodes. You know, the gist of it is, it's a sitcom. It's a straight-up sitcom, laugh tracks and all, like you heard, like I mentioned before, with all of the silly tropes and zany characters and weird situations, and it is so by-the-number sitcom that it's... You almost can't call it... They say it's a satirical comedy. It's like there's no parody here. There's no satire here. It is just a paint by the numbers sitcom of every little thing possible. And it's hilarious because it is so paint by the numbers, laugh track and everything, that, like, you know, it is, like I said before, you can almost hear them, like, if they were going to stop and just look at the camera after that joke, you know? They seriously just put, you know, every style of every kind of sitcom, you know, all of the 80s, 90s, you know, Full House, Friends, Seinfeld, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, you know, they throw all of these... All of the things. Just take the entire box of what do you do when you have a sitcom, throw it in there, and this is what you get. And it's kind of funny because I know the voices, I know the character, I know the actors, and I know the characters for, like, yeah, these guys are pretty much playing these straight. And Alex and Dimitri from the Boondoggle, who created the show and basically kind of the functional leads. And I guess if you wanted to compare this show to anything else, you could almost say it was like Perfect Strangers in that it basically follows these two guys, and they move to this place and they, you know, make friends. And like, Mark James from Poop Culture is their neighbor, who is a, kind of morning drive DJ. And his friend Nicole, that kind of becomes their friend. And the good old trope of you've got the pretty girl in the group and her boyfriend's a dick. And in this case, the guy's name is Richard. And so it's like, you know, it's really easy, but it's a cheap joke, but it's also a sitcom. So you always go for the low hanging fruit because sometimes those cheap jokes pay off. Just look at everything I've ever done. Anyway, but the fact that it sits there and leans so hard into all of the traditional, stereotypical sitcom tropes is what makes the show great, because it's predictable as hell. Seriously, some of the episodes so far, I mean, they did one with the, one of the guys goes and meets a girl online, and they're going to meet the friends, and then everybody fucking hates him. Why? And it's not spoiling anything, because this is a situation that's put into just about every single sitcom ever in history. So, yeah, of course, all of your friends hate the new girlfriend chick that you just met, and the, oh my God, she's so annoying girl, and all that sort of stuff. They're tropes. They're leaning into every single trope, but it's funny. It's funny to hear all of those old things brought back again, because really you can't do a lot of these things anymore, because these sort of sitcom-y tropes have been done so much on TV and in sitcoms that you really, in a lot of cases, you can't get them to work now. People aren't going to go for them, and you have to, like, they're afraid to use the trope so much, even though, you know, every show still kind of does a lot of the same things. They have to, you know, they have to change it up and make it a new thing so that it will work in a new audience. Well, they're not. They're leaning hard into, no, this is the way it's always been done. This joke has always gotten laughs. This situation has always gotten laughs. Now, they are combining a lot of the comedy styles from different shows and things like that, because they're putting it all together to make their thing. But again, they're leaning hard into the tropes, and it works. I'm not going to sit there and bash them at all for leaning into sitcom tropes, because that's the whole point, really. The show is good because it is leaning into its absurdity. They crank the laugh track up to 11. I mean, that's, again, they've got a laugh track. The same cheesy laugh track that's been used in every single sitcom for the ever history of ever. But it works because of the style of the show. It's just silly and absurd, and it's I love listening to it. And I listened to it. I started listening to it because I was invited to be a voice on the show. And I was given a tiny little part. I'm a waiter, and I think it's episode 3. I have to go back and look. But like episode 3 or 4, I play a waiter. I'm literally in there for like a combined 3 seconds. But after that, I was also invited to come on and do a bigger part, which actually should be coming up in the next week or two, because it's a big thing with a Thanksgiving episode. So I've got a bigger part coming up, but you know, I get to play the fun parts, really. Whereas the rest of the cast basically have to play it straight. And they've had guests, they've got a lot of podcasters, because they're all podcasters that make up the cast. And so a lot of the other voices, Big D from Bro-Rons and Midnight in America has been on. In the Annoying Girlfriend is from Habeas Humor. There've just been a ton of other voices. So many, like, off the top of my head, those are the two that stand out to me the most right now. But you know, we all get to play the fun parts. We get to come and play the weird characters. Get to play the annoying girlfriend, or Big D played the radio executive, you know, station manager, boss guy. You know, I got to play a waiter. I get to play a distraught guy on the radio. It's like I've said before, this show is really a big part of what's made me want to pursue a career in voice acting, is because I get to play these silly parts and these crazy roles and do these fun things. And so I really just kind of want to explore that more. And that's a lot of that primarily because of doing this show. So anyway, all of my personal side of it aside, you should check this show out. And it's 2000 DC. You can find them at, and I'm going to straight up say they don't have a proper URL, so it's at sitpod2000dc.podbean.com. Of course, link will be in the show notes. But that is going to do it for me today. Remember, you can subscribe to the show and catch all the back episodes at odddadoutpodcast.com. Follow along on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at odddadout. And, you know, if you're digging all of my randomness, share it with your friends. Tell them I'm not quite as crazy as... no, that's just a lie. Never mind. Anyway, share it on all the social fun stuff because you're cool like that. And until tomorrow, I am Adam Higgins, the Odd Dad, out. Thank you and good night.